Tefillah for Life, Shia number 100, Monday, Parshas Vayishlach. We are explaining the bracha of Sha'asani Kirtzeinai and analyzing the unique role that a woman has in Avodas Hashem. There's a very interesting concept that the Sfarim say. When it comes to Emunah and Bitachin, women have a much easier time with it than men. How do we understand this? Why do women have an easier time accepting what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, having emunah and bitachin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save them, as opposed to men? And the reason is, like we explained, the relationship between women and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different than a man. A man has a more intellectual relationship with Hashem. He is required to understand what he is doing. That's why a man is responsible to learn Torah. He is supposed to try to fully understand the mitzvahs, fully understand what he is doing. A woman, on the other hand, does not have that obligation to learn Torah. She can learn if she wishes, but she does not have to. Her relationship is not impacted at all if she does not learn Torah. And the reason is, because the woman's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that a woman follows Hashem without necessarily having to understand it and having to figure it out. Basically having what's called Emunah Pshuta, following HaKadosh Baruch Hu even if I don't understand it. And that is the objective of the woman in Avodas Hashem. And that's why women have a much easier time with Emunah and Bitachin, is because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them. To be able to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's orders easily, without having to ask questions, without having to answer, without having all the sophistications that a man's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu consists of. Which is a better relationship? It depends who you are. For a man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from him to understand what he's doing. And yes, of course, a man is supposed to have emunah and bitachon, for sure. But his objective, his main avodas Hashem, is to do his best to understand. And then when it comes in a situation that he can't understand, his job is to try to bend himself over backwards to break what he's used to and accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, even when he doesn't understand it. And that's why sometimes a man can struggle with that. A woman, on the other hand, her job is Sha'asani Kirtzeinai. Her job is to follow the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she doesn't have to figure it out. That's not what's expected of her. What's expected of her is just to follow and to do the Ratzon of Hashem. Sha'asani Kirtzeinai. I am here to serve and to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. And I don't have to understand it, and I don't have to figure it out. I am not missing any part in my Avodas Hashem if I am just following what Hashem does without understanding it. That is the fundamental difference between a man and a woman. And of course, a woman can understand it. We know Chazal say women have Bina Yaseira, which is a discussion for a different time. But the objective of a woman is not necessarily the understanding. The objective is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. And when each individual does the job that they were created to do, they bring Koed Shemayim. Whether it's Shalaya Sani Isha or whether it's Sha'asani Kirtzeinai. Neither one is better than the other. Our job is simply to do what we are created to do.